Podcast music fading. Narrator. Welcome, my fellow campground enthusiasts, to another thrilling episode of MC Campground Chronicles, proudly presented by Modern Campground. Each week, we journey through forests and meadows, under star-strewn skies, around crackling campfires, bringing you tales of challenges and triumphs in the exciting world of camping. Today, we venture into the heart of Nebraska, a land renowned for its rich history and scenic beauty. Here, tucked away into the lush banks of the Platte River, nestles our unique destination, the Whispering Bison Campground. The name alone evokes images of the great bison that once roamed these plains in impressive herds, their whispers echoing in the wind. Our protagonist for today's episode is none other than Huxley Jasper, the ingenious owner and dedicated steward of Whispering Bison. A man of tenacity and vision, Huxley, with his trademark rugged beard and spark in his eyes, embodies the spirit of the rustic outdoors while carrying an infectious passion for local history. This very passion led him to face a quest that would not only challenge his creativity, but also infuse a renewed sense of life and vitality into his beloved campground. So gather around, fellow campers, as we dive into a captivating tale of historical reenactment of embracing one's roots and of breathing a new life into Whispering Bison Campground. Our story begins on a chilly Nebraska morning, as the first light of dawn paints golden hues onto the rippling surface of the Platte River.
Switching to Huxley's voice. I remember it was a Tuesday. I had just finished preparing breakfast when I received an email. It was the annual campground visitor survey results, a crucial indicator for U.S. campground owners. The results were disappointing, to say the least. Visitors felt the campground was losing its charm and was becoming just another mundane campground. That hit me hard. I knew I had to do something to restore the essence of Whispering Bison, to make it unique, vibrant, a place people would go back home and tell stories about. After a lot of brainstorming, it was a casual chat with my friend, a local historian, that sparked an idea. He told me stories about the brave pioneers who first settled in Nebraska, the native tribes, and their rich and vibrant culture. That was when it hit me, a historical reenactment. We had a beautiful landscape, a wealth of local history. Why not combine the two? It was ambitious, but I believed it would bring the spark back to the Whispering Bison. Several ideas came to my mind, from hiring professional actors to involving the local community. After weighing the options, I decided to engage the locals. Not only would it be cost-effective, but it would also foster a sense of community and give authenticity to the reenactments. I could already imagine families, young and old, learning about their history right here at my campground. Implementing the idea, however, was far from easy. The first hurdle was convincing the local community. Many were skeptical, questioning the relevance and feasibility of the project. I held numerous town hall meetings, discussing my vision, how it would benefit our community, and how it would bring our rich history to life for a new generation. After weeks of persistent effort, I managed to gather a dedicated team of volunteers passionate about our shared vision. We started small, reenacting simple stories around the campfire. Soon we had characters in period costumes narrating tales of local heroes, of battles won and lost, of a time long gone. We faced challenges, yes. We had no professional actors, only enthusiastic locals, but their passion compensated for any lack of acting prowess. The campfire stories started attracting more people. Campers began extending their stay, intrigued by the performances. The impact on the campground was beyond anything I had imagined. It brought about a transformative change, re-energizing our community. The Whispering Bison was once again bustling with life, with people eager to partake in this immersive historical experience. More importantly, it restored our sense of identity, our unique charm that was gradually fading away. Now looking back, I've learned that uniqueness cannot be purchased or replicated. It comes from within, from our roots, engaging the community, bringing history to life, and making it part of the camping experience was the best decision I've made for Whispering Bison. And my advice to other campground owners facing a similar challenge? Never underestimate the power of your local history and community. Those are the most potent tools you have to create a unique, engaging, and unforgettable camping experience.
Narrator voice. And so, dear listeners, we conclude our journey through the captivating tale of the Whispering Bison Campground and its dedicated owner, Huxley Jasper. His audacious vision brought his local history to life, instilled a renewed sense of belonging into his community, and transformed his ordinary campground into a vibrant living museum. Huxley's story is a testament to the power of storytelling, the charm of history, and the potential lying within our communities. It reminds us that our past is not just something to be remembered, but a treasure to be shared, to be learned from, to be lived. By embracing this approach, any campground can breathe new life into their site, making it not just a place to camp, but a destination to experience. This tale of transformation and revival is not just limited to the Whispering Bison Campground. It's a beacon for every campground owner out there. A story that demonstrates the remarkable potential of combining history, community, and camping. It's an example of how uniqueness can be cultivated, how challenges can be turned into opportunities, and how passion can fuel change. As we wrap up today's episode, we hope you found Huxley's Chronicle engaging, inspiring, and illuminating. We invite you to explore how you might bring your own local history to life, adding a unique layer of charm and attraction to your campground. Thank you for joining us on this fascinating expedition into the heart of Whispering Bison. Don't forget to subscribe to MC Campground Chronicles, where each week we bring you intriguing tales of challenges, triumphs, and transformations from our vibrant world of camping. Until next time, keep the campfire burning and the stories flowing.